nothing makes me more happy than to introduce our next guest. There are some people in our city that have 100% approval. Who doesn't like Patrick Mahomes? Who doesn't like Andy Reid? This person has 100% approval rating. The weatherman of the city, Brian Busby, joins us on the show today. Brian, it is truly an honor to have you join us today. Really appreciate you coming on.
See that? I need your Venmo because that was nice.
No, it's the truth. Brian, there's so many things I want to ask you. There's so many things I want to tell you. This is the first thing is how fun, how rewarding is it when people like me come up to you and tell you that you spoke at their elementary school and I actually remember things that you said?
Wow. What school was it? Do you remember?
I went to Sweeney and Bryant. I remember this like it just happened because people on the text line are telling me that you did this same thing. So somebody asked how we get a tornado, and then it was, is it a mixture of hot and cold? And then you said, no, because if that would happen, then you would get a tornado whenever you opened your freezer in the summer. I remember you saying that, and I was like, man, wow. That's right. See what I'm saying, Brian? I was actually paying attention that day in school.
I guess you were. Now, Swinney, was that the one that's close to, like, Westport?
Yeah.
I think. And you guys gave me a little bear with a little blue sweater on? That I still have.
Brian, I don't know how you remember these kind of things.
I see it like, you know, every once in a while I go through and rummage through some of my more memorable gifts over the years. But it's very flattering, to say the least. And what's funny is now I'm getting folks who are waiting on me at a restaurant who are now in their 30s or saying, yeah, you came to my kid's school. I'm like, oh, great. Okay, two generations.
All right. You know what? I've always wanted to ask you this, and I don't think anybody knows. I'm sure somebody knows this story. I've just never heard this. How did you become a weatherman?
Fear. I'm born and raised Cleveland, Ohio, and recently we had the 4th of July, and if you ever look at a 6 or a 7 or an 8-year-old during a fireworks show, they're holding their ears because the loud booms scare them. So for me, as an 8-year-old, I hated thunderstorms. And I asked the guy who I watched in Cleveland, Ohio, a guy by the name of Dick Goddard. And Carrington, he had the Guinness Book of World Records for being the longest tenured weatherman in the United States. He was on the same station from 1961 to 2016. That's a long career. Anyway, he was the only meteorologist I knew, so I just wrote him a letter and asked him what causes thunder, and he invited me down to the TV station. And from third grade through 12th grade, I went down there at least once a year. He showed me the maps. And again, because I didn't know about the military, I didn't know about other jobs for a meteorologist, I thought everybody who was a meteorologist was only on television. So that's how I got interested in just taking fear out of what caused weather. And I guess the rest is history, to study it in college. And I'm so blessed to be able to do it as long as I've been able to do it in this town.
Brian, what has kept you in Kansas City this entire time? You're not from here. Usually the people that stay in one market for a long time, that's their home. So it makes sense why they've stayed. You grew up in Cleveland. I'm sure you've had offers to move to other cities. What do you think has kept you in Kansas City since the 80s?
The city itself, honestly, the only time you're really going to possibly lose me, because my trajectory with my agent was to do a few years in Kansas City, and she would get me to be looked at by ABC. And if you remember back in 1998, I was one of three finalists for Good Morning America. So I was actually being considered to be on Good Morning America to replace, at the time, because they're getting a whole new crew, Spencer Christian was going to be reassigned to the San Francisco ABC station. So I was going to do my time here in Kansas City and then go network. But the more you stay in an area and the more you can put down roots and the more you can make a difference, the more it just seems to make more sense to stay here as opposed to taking a chance to go to a Detroit or a DC or an Atlanta, some of the other jobs I've had offered to me. And so, you know, people ask, how about being a big fish in a small pond? I say, no, I'm a big fish in a happy pond, because honestly, Kansas City has embraced me and vice versa. And Channel 9 lets me do weather the way I think it should be done, as opposed to, as you know, in this business, there are consultants and there are other people who have an opinion who don't know what you do for a living, who have never done what you do for a living, but still have an opinion about how you should do it. And I just don't have to deal with that. So that's a blessing, to say the least.
Right now, we're talking to Brian Busby, just learning more about him. Brian, whenever you think of weather in Kansas City, I don't remember what year it was. I'm sure you remember there was this big October ice storm. There's just been like these weather things that have happened in my life. When you think of like weather in Kansas City, what is like the event, the thing that you think about the most?
Whoa, I got to narrow it down to one. Oh, that's tough. I would say probably the October surprise of 96 is a good one. The floods of 93, and probably that one more so than the October surprise, because there was so much rain in July that it was a July 9th and 10th where they had to rescue people off the rooftops of Ponex and Margaritas on Southwest Boulevard because of the urban flooding. And so I could see people in rowboats going on the rooftops, trying to get people off the roof and into safety. And those are probably the biggest two that I remember. Obviously, tornado season. The blizzards are tough near like Christmas or New Year's. But again, if I had to talk about just one, it'd probably be the flooding of 93, because I don't know if you remember this also, that particular summer, there was so much flooding that the Missouri was definitely flowing big time. And it took a lot of the highest layer of soil off of some cemeteries out in Hardin, Missouri. And all of those caskets washed all the way down to where the Missouri and the Mississippi River come together outside of St. Louis. And a lot of those bodies have never been recovered.
Right now, we're talking to Brian Busby, just getting some stories from him. Brian, whenever young broadcasters come up to you and they ask for advice, what is the advice that you give them?
Try to be as diverse as you can. Understand that you're probably going to be asked to cover a lot of different stories. See, I could not do what my colleagues in the newsroom do. I could not go to a mother who just lost their daughter in a horrific car crash and ask them how they feel. You know, I can't put a microphone in that situation. I just tell them, if you are going to go into broadcasting, know that the industry is changing, that's for sure. Try to know enough about many different subjects as best you can, because you're probably going to be in a newsroom or an organization where they're going to have to rely on the differences that everybody has to offer. Because if we're all experts in one area, we're probably going to be kind of handicapped when it comes to covering different things and different activities and different subjects. I would also say, because of social media and the internet, definitely start doing as much as you can to understand social media and to understand how to responsibly put things online as opposed to some of the stuff. As a matter of fact, one of my buddies, Jim Cantore on the Weather Channel, he's celebrating his 39th year at the 29th or 39th year at the Weather Channel. But there's this rumor going around that he's retiring because somebody has way too much time on their hands and have come up with a story via AI saying, yeah, Jim Cantore is retiring from the Weather Channel. No, he's not. So if you are going to go into broadcasting, know how to use social media as a constructive tool.
All I know is that whenever Jim shows up to your city, the weather's about to get real bad. That's all I've learned over the last couple of years. Jim only shows up when the weather is serious.
This is true, and I tell him about that. I text him and say, do you come into town? And he says, yes. I'm like, okay, well, I'll see you at, we go to the Majestic at the cigar bar up top, because he loves his whiskey. So, but yeah, when he comes to town, you kind of go, okay, well, my forecast for storms is right. What do you know?
All right, Brian, we're going to get you out of here with some rapid fire questions and learning more about your career. This has really been a joy. All right, what was your first concert?
First concert. Wow. It was at the Kemper. Is Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was probably the first one.
What is your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Wow. Thriller.
All right. What is your favorite movie?
Wow. Because I'm a Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman fan, Crimson Tide. Just to see those two titans go at it was just amazing. One of my favorite movies.
I'll get you out of here with this. Rob, my producer, he always makes fun of me because I love the movie John Q. I don't know if there is a person alive that loves John Q more than me. That might be my favorite Denzel movie. That and Inside Man.
Okay. And don't forget Training Day, where he actually plays a villain. I mean, you know, that was kind of cool. And was it American, wasn't American Gangster? Yeah, it was American Gangster, another Denzel movie. But anyway.
That was Brian Busby joining us on the show today. Brian, every year I want to nominate myself to turn on the Plaza lights. Like, that's one of my biggest Kansas City goals. This year, I don't need to do it. You know what? I want you to turn on the Plaza lights. If there's anybody in the city that has earned it, that has deserved it, to one day go out there and turn on the Plaza lights, I nominate you, Brian Busby.
I appreciate that. I also want to try to play, since I play drums anyway, I'd love to be at Arrowhead. That'd be kind of cool. Or in the Cauldron, for that matter. That'd be kind of fun.
Brian,
thank you. That's very flattering.
You're telling me that you want to turn, you're telling me that you want to bang the drum. We need to make this happen for you. We need to figure out how we can get you to bang the drum at Arrowhead.
That'd be fun. I appreciate it. And you, my friend, have done very well as, once again, what, voted the last 2 years by the pitch? Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I'm just, Brian, I'm just trying to be like you. You've had a long, great career. People like you inspire me, so I'm working to get to where you are.
Well, that's why I opened up by saying I need your Venmo, because you've been way too kind. We will definitely do it.
Absolutely. That is Brian Busby joining us on the show. Thanks, Brian.
My honor. Take care, buddy.